A remote atoll within the Papahanaumokuʻi Cayan Marine National Monument is home to an extraordinary collection of seabirds, more than 3 million, converging on a tiny space, some 1,500 acres. It's the only nesting ground for two seabird species that face an imminent threat from an unlikely source: invasive house mice that attack and kill nesting black-footed albatross and Laysan albatross. We spoke with Matt Brown, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Superintendent for Papahanaumokuʻi Cayan Marine National Monument, about the need to protect these species.
It's important to realize that this is not just an albatross colony. Midway Atoll is home to the world's largest albatross colony. Mm-hmm. It is the single most important albatross colony for at least two species, the Laysan albatross and the black-footed albatross. Midway is a place where 3 million seabirds use 1,500 acres of land. This really is the most important piece of earth in the world for these albatross, and that's why protecting them there is so important.
Why do they return to that specific place?
So albatross have this amazing site fidelity, which means they want to come back to the same place every year. Wisdom, the world's oldest wild bird, she has been coming back to the exact same spot on Midway for the last 67 years. You know, we can find her nest every year because she is right there at the corner of the old Bravo Barracks. And the reason the albatross come to a place like Midway is it's not that close to where their food is. It's not super convenient. So they've evolved. They will fly 1,000 miles out into the ocean, eat, gather the food, fly 1,000 miles back, and feed their chick on Midway. Because on Midway, it has historically been a place where they could leave their chick alone. You know, they nest on the ground. They will sit on the egg until it hatches and sit on the chick until it gets to a certain size. But then you have these fluffy, flightless, defenseless chicks sitting on the ground, basically. And the albatross need a place free from predators, free from what you would find traditionally on mainland places: foxes, dogs, cats, all of those disturbances. So these small islands in the middle of the ocean, that's how they've evolved, is that they can leave their chicks safely behind, which is why seeing this unexpected predatory behavior in the mice has been so alarming to us.
When an environment ceases to be a pristine environment, the animals, the fauna that have that kind of vulnerable period in their lifespan, they're the first to go.
They are, and they don't have any place else to go. It's not like the albatross are going to, you know, they come back and they find that their nesting spot is no longer suitable.
Find another one.
Right? Yeah, there aren't other spots for them to go, and that's why it's so important to protect.
So that really incredible sort of, what would you call it, kind of a geolocating ability that these birds have is something we really barely understand.
Yeah, it's amazing, their navigating ability. And what's so incredible about albatross is that while the parents will invest an enormous amount in those long flights to get food and come back and feed their chick, once the chick has reached fledging age or the age where it's going to fly off on its own, it does that independent of any guidance from its parents. These birds just somehow know, okay, I'm going to leave Midway now, and I know that I need to fly 500 miles to the northwest to find food. I'm going to land on the ocean.
It just knows.
There. And it just knows.
Your mom and dad
just
don't
these amazing creatures.
For...
Yeah, they don't. It doesn't follow its parents out there. It just knows where to go.
And yet other species of birds do have that kind of teaching behavior, don't
they?
Yeah,
you know, people have seen the videos of, you know, geese flying in formation, the big classic V formation.
Exactly.
And, you know, here on Oahu, we you know, you can see the white terns, you know, being fed in the trees, and there's a lot more interaction between mm-hmm. the parents and the chicks. Whereas for albatross, it really isn't. They're just this incredible species out there.
Well, to me, one of the arguments, you know, for preserving any species is if they contain behavioral mysteries like that, right?
Oh, yeah, and albatross are full of mysteries. Again, I mentioned Wisdom, 67 years old, and this year she's raising another chick. You know, that's incredible. There's so much we don't know about these birds. And the other thing that's really fascinating about albatross is that they are similar to us in many ways, that they are one of the top predators in the ocean. They go a long way out at sea. They forage on seafood just mm-hmm. like people do. They're impacted by pollution. They're impacted by climate change. We see in them a lot of it being mirrored back to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the threat to them?
So right now, the threat to the albatross is that they are being eaten by house mice. It's an completely unprecedented phenomenon. We had never observed it on Midway before. And in fact, nowhere in the world has scientists ever observed house mice attacking adult seabirds of this size.
Really?
And so back in 2015 is when we started to notice this. We saw albatross, volunteers who were out doing the annual bird count, trying to keep track of how many birds are on the island, started noticing these weird wounds on the birds. They were bloodied. And we seemed like they had been in a fight, and we really didn't know what in the world was causing that. Were they being attacked by other birds? Had a raptor or something been blown in by a storm?
Yeah.
And it wasn't until we set up night vision cameras in the colony on those birds that were showing up bloody in the morning that we saw it's actually house mice that are crawling onto the backs of these birds and literally eating them alive. And the albatross have, when they're sitting on their egg, they have this almost, they go into this trance-like state because they're so conditioned, they got to protect the egg.
So they just stay there and
they would sit there. And they would, in the videos, which are just horrific, you'd see them try and like roll over on their back, try and get the mouse off. They'd settle back down on the egg, and then the mouse climbs right back on. And it was just horrible to see.
This is an extraordinary behavioral shift, isn't it, for the house mouse?
It is, absolutely. It's an unprecedented behavioral shift. And one of the reasons that we have to deal with this problem is that we don't know what caused it. So as long as there are mice on Midway, there is still that ticking time bomb of, we don't know what caused that behavioral shift, but at any time, they could, on a massive scale, start attacking the birds.
Pretty strong argument for eradication.
We believe so. And again, the Fish and Wildlife Service and all of the partners in Papahanaumokuakea Marine National Monument, we don't take this effort lightly. This is the least bad choice that we have. You know, the mice, they're not villains.
You don't like
this.
The idea of eradicating.
No, this is a terrible thing to have to do.
Yeah.
But this is the most important albatross colony for Laysan and black-footed albatross in the world. We have to help these species survive.
Just the very fact that the name that you have given to the oldest of these seabirds indicates sort of the value that you folks see in them.
Absolutely. And a place like Midway, where there is this huge colony, where we do have this long record of study, you know, wisdom is rewriting the book on how long birds can live in the wild. Nobody knew before wisdom that a 67-plus, perhaps, year-old bird would still be laying eggs, would still be raising chicks. This is writing that history book. This is writing that record book. So it's really important to save a place that produces so much knowledge for us.
And you're now in a public comment period for the eradication project?
Absolutely. So it's open now. It's open until April 20th. And, you know, we are interested in hearing from the public. You know, we're very cognizant that Papahanaumokuakea Marine National Monument is incredibly important to the people of Hawaii. Midway Atoll itself, it's the national memorial to the Battle of Midway. So even though it's a faraway place, there are so many people both here at home and across the globe who have a connection to Midway, even though it's remote and way out there, 1,200 miles northwest of Honolulu. So we want to hear from people because we certainly recognize that the actions we take there's a global interest in what we're doing.
Matt Brown is U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Superintendent for Papahanaumokuakea Marine National Monument.